Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former all-pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Audio.
Well, line up the excuses, Anthony Lima. It's like we're at a wedding and you guys are doing shots.
So that's part of the
shots
problem here,
of
right,
excuses.
Kenny?
Hey, bartender, line up all the excuses. All right.
Make mine a double.
Down the line you go. Everybody wants to buy the groom a drink. Yep. How about some excuses?
That is part of the issue that I think you're pointing to when we're kind of getting into it about this is...
Still my own whiskey called excuses.
You have two things going on at the same time. You have all these reasons that I've laid out of why he might struggle this week against the Cowboys. But yet on the other side of it, the way the fans talk about him, it's not even game to game. It's almost half to half on how they feel good about him.
Yeah.
And so they don't want, you're right, they don't want to hear excuses. They want to start out with a bang immediately. I'm just saying, it's tough for a QB who just has not been in the thick of it and played and had live snaps in so long.
Too bad.
And even the last time he did, he was so incredibly up and down.
Too bad. If you guys think I'm being uncompromising, please, 216-474-0092. I think I'm just being a conduit for you guys. I'm not one of the people, like we had a couple of calls earlier, like there were some people who clearly are rooting against Deshaun Watson and want him to fail and they want him out of here. That is not my end game. I'm just not going to sit here and load you guys up with a bunch of BS about his performance on Sunday if he doesn't do well. Everybody I talk to is trying to temper expectations a bit. He doesn't start off well in a season. He's coming back from a big injury. You guys don't want to hear any of that stuff. He's a professional football player. You don't want to hear any of it. And for Lima, who's saying, well, there's some explainable things here, you're the one who got upset with him saying he was still an elite quarterback. He was asked the question of whether or not it's kind of a loaded thing. He didn't just come out and pump his chest and he was.
I would have answered
But you're
it.
The one who got upset over it.
I think, again, he doesn't really care to endear himself to certain fans. I know we had a caller earlier that said, no, he's endeared himself to plenty of fans, just maybe not the fans you talk to.
Oh, that's true.
That was, you know, real Xavier P. who laid out a case. I think he could have just said, "Hey, I still think I'm an elite quarterback, but I know that I have to play so much better than I have played so far in Cleveland. I know we're capable of it." Like, I think that would have done better with fans than just saying, "Yeah, I'm still elite."
Yeah,
fans have not seen an elite quarterback. They haven't seen anything close to an elite quarterback.
And I'll tell you straight up, I don't think he needs to say any of that stuff. I mean, you say you want to hear something different. I don't think fans want to hear it at all. Do we have that clip, by the way, there, Owen? I think we do have that clip. This is Tom Withers asking him a question whether or not he can still considers himself a elite quarterback.
You see, you played at the highest level at Clemson and then again in the NFL. Do you feel like you still are among the elite quarterbacks in this league?
Of course. No doubt.
And Lima took umbrage.
Well, I'm just saying, there's so many fans that call us all the time. There's so many of my friends that text me that are counting down the days to his contract till his contract is over. Are they in the minority?
I didn't say they were in the minority. I said you had weird friends. That's what I said.
Not only...
I don't text you these things.
Has he not played close to an elite quarterback? He hasn't even really played like a franchise quarterback.
I texted you an Instagram video. That's the only thing I've texted you recently.
I do enjoy that.
Here's the church. Here's the steeple. 216-474-0092. Greg in Twinsburg. Am I being uncompromising, Greg? Am I being too rigid? Should I give Deshaun Watson a little bit more leeway? Why am I starting to sound like Jiminy Glick when I ask you these questions, Greg?
Kid Carmen, hell no, you're not being too uncompromising.
Thank you.
This guy needs to come in and be at least a top 15. We had a guy come off a couch last year look like a stud. There's no reason this guy shouldn't come in and just be at least a promising starting quarterback. If he looks like trash, there's no more excuses. It's been 2 years.
Yeah.
There's no reason why you shouldn't be coming in here
Thank you.
And playing like a three-round, first-round pick guy. That's all I got to say about that.
And the word of a coach of a team that we hate, Greg, thank you for the call. The standard is the standard. I'm just trying to set a standard.
Tired of excuses. He's right.
Tired of getting the buckets of water and carrying them around. I'm done. It's been 2 years. You either play well or you don't play well. One of the two.
The Flacco part of that is 100% what will be thrown in Deshaun's face if he struggles this week.
That's the way they're going to feel about it. Let me get back to the phones. Ray in Cleveland. Ray, good morning.
What's up, fellas? Long-time listener, first-time caller.
All right, Ray.
All right, Ray. Yeah. First-time, long-time, baby. Super Browns. Yeah. Ray, am I being uncompromising? Should I be less rigid?
No, be rigid. It suits you well.
Thank you. Is that it?
You got rigid. And look, no mulligans, guys. No mulligans.
There you go.
We got to win this weekend. We got to take it to them. The fans got to show up. We got to show out. We got to get to the Muni lot early. We got to get to our chairs early, and we got to root these guys on. I'm so tired of all these negative guys like Jim and all these other people up here. It's just ridiculous. Okay. Get behind your squad and
go. Let's go, Ray.
Well, I want them to do well.
Let's go, Ray.
Ray, I agree with you. I want them to do well. However, I can't see. This is weird because I think a lot of people
Ray's
have
doing
excused
a pep rally right now.
People, but Ray's right.
Ray
is showing you.
I'm an informed fan, dude. I listen every day. I know what's going on with these guys. They're tough bunch of guys, and the fans are going to have them ready.
See, Ray's right.
We got the players of the year. We got everything we need to win in this town. We just need people that behave like winners.
Let's go. Thank you very much.
Thursday.
Ray has not got it
mixed up.
Thursday
at 9:28. First inspiring true call of the
season.
Took
a while. Yeah, it did.
You didn't like Jim's call?
I said inspiring.
I mean, he was.
It inspired me to do things.
Yeah, it did.
It wasn't positive.
He was fired up. Can't take that away from him. But he was passionate.
I think so many people are confusing tough talk, which this is tough talk, don't get me wrong, with wanting them to lose or wanting him to do poorly. No, I think we've had this argument for a long time. You guys know me. You guys know I want the team to win. I just ain't going to insult your intelligence and come on here on Monday morning and start saying rust and what did I write down that you said? This is like David Letterman. Top five things the lineman's going to say on Monday if the Browns don't do well. Well, one, it's the Cowboys, and it's an NFC game, and it doesn't matter. Two, rust. Three practices with the number ones where they work together. Four, first live reps for...
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter. Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for four episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey.
Deshaun Watson, five, Jack Conklin at left tackle. It would be more reasonable last year. It would be more reasonable the year before.
Can I add another one?
It's no longer
reasonable.
I got my pen out. Go ahead and add another one.
Don't have Nick Chubb.
You're kidding.
Not valuable guy?
Yeah, he's valuable. It's just, boy, you just are coming up with everyone you can, can't you?
Hey, they're still favored. Vegas still thinks they're going
to win. Well, you're favored.
You're being a real anti-Ray right now.
Yeah.
I haven't made my selection yet.
Ooh.
Well, I hope you're picking the Browns.
Where are you?
The favorite team.
Where are you leaning?
I'm picking the Browns
for this
to win.
Game.
Are you still gathering
I'm
info?
Picking the Browns to win.
And is it because of Watson, or do you think he is managed?
No,
do you think they won't open up the playbook necessarily for this game?
No, I think that they're the home team. And I do think for some res.
Well, you don't have to think that. That's a fact.
Oh, well, okay, smart ass.
Yeah. Their 42nd final home game at this stadium in a regular season.
42nd final home game?
Yes.
What does that mean?
They will only have 42 more if the timeline works out so that they start their new stadium in 2029.
Oh, my God.
I've done the math. With 8 home games this year, 9 home games the following year, 8 home games after that, followed by 9, followed by 8, 5 years. Now, again, playoff games not figured in.
Wow, so this is only
the clock.
The fourth last home opener we have?
We have 4 more after this.
Okay. I mean, they're good at home.
The countdown is on.
I don't know if that carries over from year to year, but they're good at home. I do think that their defense is going to give problems. I think Mike Zimmer's defense is good. I don't think it's as good as what? What? What are you laughing at? I'm making a point here. What are you laughing at? Stop laughing at me. I'm making a point. What's funny?
Now, if they encumber some funding issues and it gets pushed back a year, you've got to add another 9 home games to the tally.
No.
Now, if they go to an 18-game schedule, that changes the whole map.
They're going to do that soon. What about Burke? What if they decide to do it at Burke?
I don't know. They still have to get the EPA involved. Where are the Seagulls going to be? There's plenty of questions.
Oh, my God. That Green Bay game. No, was it the Vikings game? It started raining a little bit, and I looked up, and it was like an Alfred Hitchcock movie.
And you do your
and
voice.
I go, oh, my God, you've come for me. Hey, you thief rat, you come for me here. It was
Seagulls
bad.
Were angry that day.
Oh, my God, it was so bad. I looked up. I go, boy, you know it's a preseason game because they were up there picking at things. It was ridiculous.
Well, they have room to roam in
my
the preseason.
God. That is one thing. When they move to Brook Park, you'll be inland. There's still going to be seagulls because there's going to be a parking lot, and they're going to find a way in, and there will be trash there. But my God, oh man, you looked up, it was terrifying. And then the other day, I feel bad saying this, I almost drove into them by accident because I assumed they're going to move, and they didn't move. And I hammered the brakes, and thank goodness I did. And then they just kind of looked at me like, what are you going to do? You're just going to run us over? And I'm like, no, no. And then that was it, and then they moved. It was a weird situation. Is that an excuse for Deshaun Watson? Will a seagull get in the way of one of the passes?
Here's the great thing about this. Anybody that is annoyed that I'm bringing this up, because
I'm annoyed that you're bringing it up.
You feel like these games are all life or death. It's the NFL. It's why it is just a bigger deal.
It's not life or death. It's not. I'm not saying that their season's over on Monday if they lose.
Are you saying must win?
They're all must wins.
Are you saying this game's a must win?
This is a must win football game.
It's a must win, says Ken Carman.
It's a must win football game. But I'm not going to say the season's over. I'm going to tell you the truth of the matter. People have been waiting forever.
What I am saying is
10 months, Tone.
For all the people that are annoyed by that, man, if he plays well, if he totally outshines Dak Prescott,
it'd be great.
If the Browns take it to him, remember the start they got out to when they had Odell and they came out firing on all cylinders? They had all the gadgets and everything was working.
Which game?
Tennessee.
Oh, yeah.
No.
Tennessee, we got hammered.
Didn't they run the triple reverse with Odell and the throw? And anyway.
What the hell are you talking about?
Was it 2019?
We lost that game.
No, the Dallas game was 2020, right?
Are you talking about the Dallas game?
In Dallas game, yeah. Sorry.
Yes. Oh, yeah. No,
that was in Dallas, yes.
Yeah, that wasn't an opener.
If that happens in this game and Watson is the talk.
Well, if Odell shows up on me saying something, I'll tell you that.
I think he's out for Miami this week. Oh, if he is the talk, he could be the talk of the NFL if that happens.
Of course he could.
Then
be.
Now, I think you guys will be feeling unbelievably good. It's not going to. You're going to say he was able to overcome the fact that he didn't throw in the preseason in any of the games. He didn't play. He had a scaled back regimen, you know, day in and day out from OTAs to training camp. Coming off the surgery, he was saying he didn't know if he'd be able to play till November. And here he is in the opener, and he
so is what is anything he
off.
Does is going to be positive because he wasn't supposed to play till November.
I mean,
because then I could turn right around and say, well, why did you rush yourself? This is supposed to be a long term investment. Why did you rush?
I'm just saying, if he comes out and he takes care of business like that,
it would be amazing, and I'd be very very happy about
it. It's going to be not a pep rally Monday.
It'll be a pep rally week.
It's going to be a pep rally week.
It will be a pep rally week, and I understand what you're saying.
And then what? You have Jacksonville? Come on.
We're just taking opponents lightly now. Let's not be stupid.
I saw him last
Don't
year.
Don't be stupid.
I wasn't.
You
impressed.
Saw him in Cleveland last year. They're in Jacksonville this year.
Trevor Lawrence was a little injured. Okay.
He was. I don't know how good he is.
Daniel Jones in week three?
Oh, my God.
I mean, you're playing against a wing tee offense
there. Wait, and you're playing the Raiders?
What? 4-0.
They're 4-0. Oh, who do they have?
You know what? You really... You could, if you win this game on Sunday, they could,
did we just slip and fall into a schedule game?
Can I just tell you this?
Let's go.
You actually did spring this up on me. If they go, if they win that game on Sunday against Dallas, you very well might mess around and start 4-0.
4-0? Why are you stopping at 4-0?
5-0.
And then
that
what?
Game against Philadelphia is going to be a tough one. Don't even start
and
with
then
me.
You got the Eagles who, in their
ghost of Jason Kelce roams.
And their cowardly ways didn't want to play us in Brazil. You've got Cincinnati after that.
What do you mean by that?
You know what I said.
Oh, you heard him.
Yeah.
Oh, no. Well, what you mean by that?
So that makes this a must-win game.
So where are the losses, Ken? You tell me where the losses are.
Well, it better not be week one.
The rust is going to be over by then.
Oh. Okay. You better get out there and better make sure he takes care of that business, because I am not making any sort of an excuse. Tough talking Ken is in, and I want him to win. And I don't mean to rhyme, but I ain't going to make any sort of excuses on Monday if it don't go well.
O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.